AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The morning after a national security forum that was broadcast live on NBC, Hillary Clinton is ripping into Donald Trump, saying it was pretty bizarre that he voiced a preference for Russia's President Vladimir Putin over President Obama last night.
That is not just unpatriotic and insulting to the people of our country, as well as to our commander-in-chief. It is scary.
Our White House correspondent, Mark Smith.
In the NBC News Commander-in-Chief Forum, Trump said Vladimir Putin's been more of a leader than Obama, and the president's ridden roughshod over the Pentagon.
The generals have been reduced to rubble.
Half a world away in Laos, the president shook his head and offered this advice to voters.
Just listen to what he says and follow up and ask questions about what appear to be either contradictory or uninformed or outright wacky ideas.
Obama said he's long thought Trump unqualified to be president, and the former reality TV star confirms it every time he speaks. Mark Smith, Washington.
This morning, retired General Michael Flynn, a Trump advisor, suggested that U.S. military leaders don't agree with President Obama's decisions.
There's a lot of frustration because of the policies that we are following and the strategy that we're following, particularly against ISIS, but also against what we're doing out in the South China Sea, what we're doing in Korea, what we're doing in Eastern Europe.
He was on the Today Show this morning. Breaking news, Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte is accepting a 10-month ban because of that incident at a gas station in Rio, in which he said he and his teammates had been robbed at gunpoint. No details yet on this. Ford is recalling more cars and SUVs because the doors can pop open while the vehicles are moving. The recall includes late model Escapes and Focus vehicles. This is AP Radio News. The movie Sully opens tomorrow. It's about a U.S. Airways pilot who safely landed a passenger plane on the Hudson River after both engines failed. But the real-life investigators are not at all happy with how they're made to look in the film. Robert Benzon was the NTSB investigator in charge.
Our interviews with people aren't interrogations. We're not the Spanish Inquisition. We're not the KGB. We're simply people trying to figure out what happened.
The NTSB's head of major accident investigations at the time said he fears the movie will discourage pilots from cooperating fully with the NTSB in the future. Britain's 19th century parliament building is in crisis, say experts, who warn that lawmakers must move out so repair work can begin. The repair work could take as long as 32 years, by one estimate. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.